Hello, this is Gloria Grover. As you know, Ed Elcott, my blended one, the one I'm blended with on the dirt floor at a county fair, Ed Elcott has been demoted from overlord status. He went from level 4 to a level quadro, and then we finally pushed him into peach cobbler priesterly status again. Dr. Elcott elected to go back to priesterly status because, as he put it, he could not abide the buffoonery, or what we call an Elcott the next step, the big shoes and the little minds of some of the members of the overlord class. We allowed him to have that critique, and we did not level him because we felt that as a short-timer, and that is a long-timer with a short one, and that is in Elcott the next step considered to be quite a step down. You're a long-timer, you've got a little tiny one in a real big one. When you have the big one, it's really small. And this has to do with ego. And in Elcott the next step, we try to deprive the individual of ego. And so we say that even if yours is big, it's like this big, but it's real big, even though it's a little one. I'm sure you understand.
We are very grateful for... From the Redeemery, in Ventura, California, Gloria Grover presents Elcott the Next Step. Today, the leavening and the completion, as well as the fullness of the little one, Dr. Ed Elcott.
Thank you very much, and welcome here to our Redeemery in Ventura, California. As you all know, as I mentioned in the precursor and prequel, Dr. Elcott's little one became a big one, and he's now a little one with a big one. In Elcott the Next Step, what that means is essentially he has moved from the exalted overlord status to that of peach cobbler or apricot preserve put up by an old woman next door to a large house. In other words, he is now a priesterly yet again, Dr. Ed Elcott. I'm hopeful he'll join us. It is not necessary this week because this is the week after the shelving. When one is shelved, when one has their feet taken, put in new shoes, and told to wander in a mall, that is, you've been demoted back to overlord status, you're allowed to wander in the mall and then ask for valet parking, have the ticket, throw it in the valet's face, and walk home. In Elcott the Next Step, that's how we say you're allowed to be angry, but not too angry, because then you start to anger us, and we've got places to go and people to see. In Elcott the Next Step, we call that our duty, full on, for Elcott. The Next Step. I'm very, very happy to bring on now Overseer Mick Swinton, and Mick had been in his defrolicked state. He was here when Ed first was elevated. He was defrolicked and defrocked. He had no particular sense or guidance. In other words, he was invisible. But today, he has taken on the corpulent form for a brief time with us. And Overseer Mickey Swinton, it's wonderful that you're here.
Well, I'm grateful to be here. I'm happy to bring to this proceeding some relevance, try to bring some perspective to Dr. Ed Elcott. Once a little one and a big one, now his is small and dangles to the left.
When we say that he was once a big one and a little one, we're talking ego.
Yes, we're talking about siphoning out ego, putting it down to the size of a cashew, putting it in a cashew bowl, and then passing it around the party. In other words, at Elcott, we are saying that your ego is now resized, refitted, in perfect form.
So Dr. Elcott demoted back to Overlord, this is where he should have been.
I'm afraid yes. In a sense, this is where Dr. Elcott always should have been. When he was Overlord Bugs Wilcott, he stretched and maintained. It was as if he was sitting on a toilet, trying to pass 3 days' worth. Next thing you know, the rectum bleeds.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
This is Elcott the Next Step from the Redeemery in Ventura, California, with Overseer Mickey Swinton and Overlord Gloria Grover, that is, Overlord Huggy. Now, back to Elcott. The Next Step.
Overseer Swinton, Dr. Elcott right now is having a reverberation. He is sitting and siphoning and beginning to mellow.
Yes, in Elcott, the next step, that's what we call relaxing and pondering his next move. We allow anyone, either transpacing or transponcing, or anyone who is prancing between overlord and priestly status, we allow them a certain period of time to ponder and prance, to prance and dance.
Right now, Dr. Elcott is in the dance mode. He will prance tomorrow morning and then do a full shuggy, right?
Well, he'll do the full shake-a-bake, then the twist, then the mashed potatoes. What that means is that he will move very quickly between the two levels, finally settling on Overlord.
And that's what we call the siphoning.
Yes. We siphon all the ego, we put it in a pan, we stick it under a refrigerator, and we wait for nothing but filth to drop into it. In other words, we are waiting for Dr. Elcott to alleviate himself and to relieve himself of the guilt of moving from overlord to priesterly.
And I don't think he... Should he be guilty?
No, he should not be guilty at all. He was there. He shook it in everyone's face. He even pulled his pants down. What we mean by that is that he showed his worthiness as an overlord. When we say that we shake it in your face, pull our pants down and stick it in even further, what we're saying is, are you worthy to be an overlord and not just a priesterly in Elcott the Next Step? We're saying you have to prove your erudition, you have to prove your tuition, your scholarship as an overlord. That's what we call shoving it in a guy's face and then moving it around.
Moving it around and getting a face full.
Yes.
In Elcott the Next Step, getting a face full is essentially becoming literate and scholarly in each of the different levels. We have novitiate, we have initiate, we have priesterly, we have odd fellow, arbuckle, overlord, full overlord load, load overlord, overlord level 5, level 6 and 7, and then finally, overseer.
And that is what I am.
Can you tell us, when were you an overlord and for how long?
I was an overlord several years ago. It seems like 1,000. It might have been 1,000 years ago, but it feels like it's been 5. It might have been 5 years ago, but it feels as if I haven't been born yet.
I see. Overseer Swinton, what do we see in store for Dr. Elcott?
I think Dr. Elcott is going to do even greater things as an overlord, as a priesterly, not yet congi, that is, congriven or congiven, from overlord to priesterly. He is still an overlord in his mind. He is also an overlord in his slacks and in his shoes. Once he removes the pants of overlord and becomes a full priesterly, only then will he know the joy of slipping into the underwear of a priesterly.
In Elcott the Next Step, what that means is when you slip into the underwear of a priesterly, you've lowered yourself and humbled yourself. And when you're in the slacks of the overlord, you're walking the main path of belief. You're walking the main path of ego suppression. That's what we call putting on the slacks and the shoes, waiting at the church door for the bride that never comes.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
This is Elcott, the next step.
I'd now like to bring on Dr. Elcott to see how he is, see how he's handling this.
Ed?
How are you, Dr. Elcott? Well, if I'm to be honest, I'm feeling a little bit as if I've had the yogurt shoved in. And Elcott, the next step, having the yogurt shoved in, is slightly humiliated. And why? It was a long time for me to go from priesterly to overlord and to suddenly find myself bellicose, and belly flopped.
That is, he's been demoted.
It hurt emotionally, but I realize that's hurt on an ego level.
That is exactly correct, Ed. And when you're hurt on the ego-legal-low level or the ego-logo-low level, and you'll notice I've misstepped all over the place, I can do that. I'm an overseer.
Yes, I understand.
But when you are leveled on the ego-logo or the ego-legal, or if you're legal, you're really growing. You're growing by leaps and bounds in your pants and in your mind.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
This is Elcott, the next step. We'd like to thank Overseer Mickey Swinton for paying a visit today. Mickey Swinton, as an overseer, is invisible and lives beyond the combine of the physical. He lives in the compost heap of the beyond, the great pile that is now, as we speak, beginning to disintegrate and to stink. That is what it is to be an overseer.
Elcott, the next step. Thank you, Overseer Swinton.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Elcott. I'll see you at home.
Yeah, sure.
What's that?
Yes, of course. I look forward to it.
Yeah. This is Elcott, the next step.